They had just arrived. And they were distracted naturally. So then all of a sudden, it was like 20 minutes into the kirtan, I noticed how all of you were really singing. The sound was very loud, it was devotional, and it was very Krishna conscious, the atmosphere. And I leaned over to Gaurakrishna and said, finally the devotees are singing, but I was still struggling. Though the devotees were singing quite nicely, or most of the devotees, or many, were singing quite nicely, but here was Mr. Kirtan leader. He was struggling with his attention, and there were still many things in my mind. At that time, I looked at the clock. Oh, thank you, Kirtan.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
How nice of you.
It was 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. See, as a kirtan leader, I tell you a little bit about the secrets, which we usually don't tell about. You need to know how much time do you still have, because you have two more melodies and you have to somehow put them in the time. So I looked at the time, okay, 20 minutes still, then I can do this and then I will do that. You're not allowed to know this, but that's at least in my case true. So then the next time, and I thought it was after 2 minutes, I looked again and it was 8 o'clock. I thought, not possible, let me look again. Only 2 minutes have passed. I mean, I know how time moves, but no. When we are absorbed, time moves very fast, and when we are not absorbed, time seems to not move at all. Do you know this? I'm looking at Narayani. When we are on Sankirtan, book distribution, and we are struggling and we are not really absorbed, then the hours don't seem to move. Do you? Yes or not? Yes. But when we are absorbed, we just don't notice how time moves. No. When we are with a person who we really do not appreciate so much, we have to talk with the person out of our duty and so on. And you're like, oh, the time is just not moving. But when you are with a very, very good friend, you don't know how time moves. When you are in a lecture where you are absorbed and the subjects are of great interest to you, it just flies by. You don't know how the time went. When it's a very boring lecture, like a lecture from Sachinandan Swami, then you are just, time does not move, and it's, when does breakfast come, please? You know, and this is something, an absorption. Interestingly, Albert Einstein, who was once asked to speak about the relativity of time, gave exactly this phenomena as an example. He said, when someone is sitting for some time on a hot oven plate, time does not move for him. But when the same person is sitting with the girl of his love, then time just flies by, and an hour happened in 1 minute. So chanting with absorption, this is our subject matter, is when we really come on what Srila Prabhupada calls the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. In his book, no, in his article, it's called On Chanting. You can find that in the internet or in the book, The Science of Self-Realization. In that article, it's a very early article, Prabhupada writes that chanting is beyond the physical, the mental, and the intellectual platform. It's on the platform of Krishna consciousness. It is on the spiritual platform. Now I'm just looking at our Adiras. We need some translation. Huh? Yes. There's also. We will arrange a translation for you. Advaita Gaurahari, who will translate? You? Narada! Narada is there. Very good, Narada. The way you can very nicely translate is if you come with your back towards me, because then your sound goes to, and the ones who need a translation face me, then your sound goes where it should go. I have had many translations who were translating for me only, but I don't know Russian, you know. Good. You can also sit on a chair, because then everyone is the same height, and you can be as loud as you want. So chanting with absorption, that has been my special focus for the last year in my own work of preparing seminars on where I try to train the devotees to go deeper in the holy name. And in fact, I've written a book about it. It's a beautiful book, really beautiful. I mean, no gentleman can say this about his own book, but I'm referring to the illustration. My dear devotees, these are illustrations which you have never seen in your life, except it's like a purified Hieronymus Bosch, for those who know art. It's really very amazing. It's by an artist from a well-established family of artists. It's unique. It's a very deliberate revolution in the art concept of ISKCON. You know, it's more. It doesn't have the Italian influence, which is mostly in our paintings. You will appreciate it. And there, this is a guidebook on chanting with absorption. It takes you through what I call the five life airs of good chanting. A body comes alive through prana, the life force, and there are five pranas. So the practice of chanting that I'm trying to show comes alive through five very powerful practices, which I have already earlier described, but I have worked more on it, researched much more of it in Prabhupada's books and in our Vaishnava literature and the experience of good chanters. The book is at present in Poland at the Polish printing press somewhere. And I hear it will be printed in 2 weeks. Then you can if you are interested, look into it by going to your temple shops and so on. But today, I hope to describe a little bit of these ancient techniques which will help you to make your chanting into chanting with absorption. And I would like to inspire all of you that if you could be so kind, you could try these techniques which you will learn, or these new insights from 2 o'clock in the afternoon up till 9 o'clock in the evening when we have our chanting sessions. This was the idea of the organizers of this Kirtan Mela, that we will have in the morning instructions and in the afternoon practice. It's a new concept, and we hope that you will do very nice. So let me just start now. We will do a kirtan. We will do the Prabhupada melody. Nama Hare Rama. Good. So when you go into a kirtan, let us say you arrive from your home and the devotees are sitting already in the kirtan, what is the first thing you should observe? That's a very practical question. I have not the mood. Uh-huh. Yes, very nice. Anyone else? I'm a little older now. You have to speak very loud. Remember the Guru and Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all fine things. Let us ask a kirtan singer, a kirtan leader. Manu, what do you do when you enter a kirtan to be there? Mm-hmm.
Ask the blessings for one that worships their presence here and who is their presence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful. So we get some already very valuable ideas. We ask for blessings of the deities, the gurus, the Vaishnavas, blessings. Huh? By the power of blessings we want to chant. Mm-hmm. I know you're a little bit... imagine, you come in, you sit down, you asked for blessings. I think that's a very, very nice starting point where we can say, we can enter and say to the Lord that on my own strength I can really not chant. There is a beautiful prayer in this regard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a prayer which is quite well known. It starts Guru Dev. Kripa Gurudev, give me a drop of mercy and make the servant more humble than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to tolerate everything and make me free from my vanity. Do you know what is vanity? It comes from the identification of the body and the mind. It's pridefulness. Hmm? Give me the power, O Master, to honor all living entities according to their due. Then I shall chant the holy names of Sri Hari blissfully, and my offenses will be vanquished. If I consider my qualification, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is the essence of my existence. If you are not merciful, then weeping and weeping, I will no longer maintain my life. There is one part of another prayer which I cannot find at the moment, but it says, I do not have the strength to chant the holy name on my own. When I'm on my own, I have no strength and power really to chant. This is a very important, therefore, whenever we start our kirtan, the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band, when our leader is Gaur Krishna, when we start, we always pray our pranam prayers to Srila Prabhupada and to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we like to add the presiding deities because we wish that the chanting is not just words or letters of this world, but that Krishna himself manifests himself, if even a small bit, as he wants, if he so wants. So that's a very, very nice beginning for every one of you. When you come to the kirtan to ask for blessings, this also helps you very much to enter into the practice which I want to introduce you to. The practice is called Yojana. It's an ancient practice, and it will help you to center yourself. Because don't forget, when you sit down in the kirtan, I always say this, your whole life sits down with you. The same distractions, the same worries, the same troubled individual. Hare Krishna. Let us laugh about this unnecessary person, the troubled individual called Satchidanand Swami. He is not very important, but he sits down with me. Wherever I go, he follows me like a shadow. Yes, he's not me. He is trying to influence me, this rascal. He waits for me. He knows where I will go. This old me, this me which I do not want any longer. He knows my thoughts. He knows the places where I go. I will take him and I will put him into the kirtan. And by the fire of the holy name, he will burn to ashes so that the new me, the spiritual, the real person, can awaken. So that is a practice to take, to transform the old me, which I will teach you. It is a very, very nice practice. Hare Krishna. Could you follow me, or was it too poetically? You can understand? Good, I sometimes speak very poetically what to do. So let us sit now a little and let us do this. We have chosen a melody which Srila Prabhupada used to sing. Namo, a little deeper, I think. Namo, namo, Vishnu Padaya. Please, everyone. Namo, Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinami. Yes, in your mind's eye, you have to go before Prabhupada now and really asked him for his blessings. Don't just say the words. Be there where your tongue is. Now second mantra. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyane Sadhana. I always go now before the deities in Mayapur, the Panchatattva deities, but you may go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he is present before you. So let us now chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. And now we go to the deities. Here it's Radha Madan Mohan. Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsaravasva Padambojo Radha Madanomo. And please, one more time. Jayatam Sarato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarasa Dhamma Rala Ramamano. It's a very, very nice prayer. It says, all glories to the supremely merciful Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Although I'm so lame and so foolish, they are my sole refuge and shelter. Their lotus feet are everything to me. And then after asking for blessings, we can now enter the wonderful chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then we must just see that the pitch is correct. In this case, it's a little deep, so we will go a little higher. So then it's a science, as you can see. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare devotees, it's very important that you remain now in this space. That is, keep praying for blessings. After some time, you will notice a shift. The chanting which you can do with your tongue and your attention will be transcended. All of a sudden, you chant with the divine empowerment, and you are really no longer the person who is here alone, but the powerful blessings of Guru and Krishna are with you. Then you can continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.
Everybody, please, everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Gaura.
So Hare Krishna. I'm tempted to spend all my time here with the chanting of the holy name, but then I don't get prasadam any longer, so I have to talk about this. But if you wish, there's an upcoming holy name retreat where I will talk in detail about these things more. Anyways, that's not to be said now. I wanted to continue. So the first thing when you are entering anything which is sacred is you need to ask for permission. You need to ask for blessings. That's a general rule. When you give a lecture on sacred subject matters, you have to offer your pranams to your spiritual master, to Krishna. That's why you see the lectures always going, Vandeham Shiguru, Shiguruta Padakamalang, Shigurun Vaishnavangsha. Different prayers they chant. You might have seen it. Or when a pujari enters the sacred altar room, he will first stand before the door. He will not just rush in, but he will ask for permission to enter. So also in chanting, it's a very, very sacred activity. You are really addressing Krishna, you're invoking Krishna, and your desire is that Krishna becomes present in the kirtan or on your tongue. And we feel a kirtan without Krishna's presence and a kirtan with Krishna's presence. That is an entirely different affair. The two cannot be compared with each other. So, asking for blessings in whatever way, what I want to say is you may not know so many mantras by heart, but so the pranam mantras to Prabhupada and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the deities, they are very, this is good, serves your purpose well. And we must stay in that space. Have you heard sometimes kirtan leaders saying, chant from your heart? Have you heard that? But what does it mean? Is it now a new, you know, new form of sentimentalism. No, they mean in a prayerful mood, you know, connect with your essence, you know, and ask for blessings. That's what they mean. But you can't give a big lecture in the midst of the kirtan. I sometimes do this when I see the devotees are not really chanting, and then I stop everything and say, let's try it better and give them some suggestions. But that you can't do is one time you can do it, not all the time. Otherwise, what's that? So the idea is, please take a note of this and do it yourself in your kirtans. You will see there is a huge difference when you chant with blessings or when you chant without blessings. It's a huge difference. And by the way, and this brings me to my second point, yojana, it helps you to center yourself. In this modern times, we have a big problem, that is the attention problem. Whatever people do, they don't really do any longer with full attention, because their attention is displayed, it is distributed in too many places, and they can't maintain their attention. This is why I personally don't use any mobile distractions. You call them mobile phones in your language. I call them mobile distractions. Because I need to be present in what I do. I can't always beep beep and bop bop and bop bop and then ring ring and then some, how are you? How am I? Yes, struggling with the mind and the senses. What anything more important you have to ask? How is the Hare Krishna? You can call them also the mobile prajalpa devices. It is for short infos. Nowadays, I found. Anyways, let me not get into this. It's not it's not the subject matter of this class. Hare Krishna. This, my dear devotees, you have to absolutely learn to chant with attention. Attention, and you have to exit the usual distractive modi in which your brain operates most of the time. Huh? And for that, there are three different small rules which I would like to talk about today. I sometimes, in chanting, I view Krishna, he is on the altar of the holy name. See this? But before we reach Krishna, who's on the altar of the heart here, we have to pass through our physical dimension, our mental world, and our emotional world. We have to go through this in order to come and be with Krishna. We have to stop being distracted with our bodily world, that is, how do we feel? Our body, is there pain? Are we tired? And so on. We have to go beyond the mental world, that is, our thoughts, our projects. And we have to go also beyond our emotional world, that is, our hurt, our frustrations, our disappointments in life, and we bring all these worlds to Krishna, who is sitting on the altar of the heart. remember how Prabhupada said the chanting is beyond the physical, the mental, and the intellectual level. Huh? Remember that. So, therefore, you need to do a little bit on the physical platform when you chant. This is yojana. Yojana is the translation translated into English means alignment. The word alignment comes from the French word aligné, I said right, which means to line up. In English, this word alignment means to bring things in the proper position. You can think of a sports car. The wheels have to be at their place. The steering wheel has to be at their place. The engine has to be at the right place. The fuel has to be in the right place. And if everything is properly aligned, then you can speed by like the car which just came by here. Imagine the wheels are at the wrong place. It would not go. Or the engine is on the back seat of the car. It can't work. So only if it's at the right place will the car go. So in the same way, your whole body and mind complex only will work if it's on the right place. You have to align it, bring it together, put it at the right place. What this means is, for your chanting place, is you must put mind, body, and heart at the right place. And then when the holy name sees, you are really endeavoring to be there, just there where the chanting goes on. He becomes mercifully inclined. And Krishna thinks, oh, my devotee is trying. My devotee is trying his best. Let me give him his mercy. So, for the body, I will make it very short. It's to sit straight. Please, some of you sit like criminal sitters. Gaur Krishna has even developed a back problem because of his sitting thing. Sit straight, no? For better, sit straight, Gaur Krishna. Yes. Then when you chant, clearly utter the holy names. And when you listen, just receive the holy names as he enters your ears. Let us do this now in chanting in one sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Your sitting can be improved. Bring your shoulders a little bit more back so that you can breathe better and you can chant for a longer time. And bring your head a little straight. Imagine there's a string which pulls the head comfortably up, not discomfortably. And you will see the concentration is really magically improving when you do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes. So you may notice already, as you chant like this, the mind becomes more peaceful. It doesn't waver so much any longer, because you're sitting properly, you're pronouncing the mantra properly, and you are also listening to the mantra properly. The mind becomes really peaceful, and now you enter into japa meditation. We say like this in our advertisement to the public, japa meditation. When you look at the devotees, they practice japa distraction mostly. But you now enter into japa meditation. One thing very important is your eyes. Can you just try, maybe, I want to make a little experiment with you. Just move your eyes left and right for a moment, please. Like me, huh? Right, left, right, left. It's a good eye gymnastic, but I will tell you, I will surprise you in a moment. Are you doing it? Yes, no?
Yes.
Good. Now try to chant while making this eye movement, please. Very good. Very good. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Krishna. Oh, wow. Krishna, Krishna. Did you see the point? It doesn't work. So, of course, this is, no one looks like this. We look like this and like this. But if you look while you chant at various things, your distraction is bound to happen. You look at your mobile phone, look at this, look at that. Oh, and how he is. This dhoti is really very old of him and or the Matajis. Oh, this sari is too much, you know. And, you have to bring your eyes and either bring it to the deities, look at the deities, or sometimes you can close your eyes or half close them, or what the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band always do. Wherever we go, we have pictures, and we sit down, and when we chant, we sit and look at the pictures, because otherwise the eyes go into everything else, you know. And oh, this magazine, look at this magazine there, maybe something spiritual is in there, says your mind. Of course, there's nothing spiritual in there. No, this is not good with the eyes. If they move, keep them on one place. This is a little tip which we give.
So this is
aligning the body, but this is really beginner's stuff. I know it's not practiced in generally in our society, but it's really the very beginning of spiritual life. We have to become a little bit more, let me say, advanced, I would say. Something for you as far as the body is concerned. Many osteopaths have said the sitting on the floor is a guarantee that in old age you will have back pain. And they are right and they are wrong. They are right when you sit with the lumbatic area. Lumbatic area is here, you know, lumbatic. Where's the lumb? Could you just come and then I can show it. With the back to the... No. This is the area of the lumbatic area. Huh? If that is supposed to go a little like this, right? Like this. If he sits on the floor, it will come out, boop, and it will sit like this. And that means problem in old age. Already now it's starting. And so on. So to avoid that, what you can easily do is you can take just anything. Please give me that cushion, Yaroslav, what a beautiful name. And you can just bend it like this and sit here, sit on it, or bring a sitting aid with you. Then you will sit as an old man or old lady without any problem in the most suitable position for any type of prayer or meditation, that is on the floor. Otherwise you have to join the old people on the chairs like that. No? Some little tip, if you have problems with this, it's usually the muscles have been atrophied and there are stretching exercises, but I'm not giving a yoga class here. Good. Now, I would like to go one level deeper. What to do with the mind when you chant? Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a very amazing prayer. He says, forget the past that sleeps. And of the future, never dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. It's a very old English. It means forget the past and the future, but be in the present, and then you can make progress. I find this especially relevant when you chant the Maha Mantra. Then you should be with each holy name. That is what means to practice being in the practice. When it's Hari, it's Hari. It's not what do I have to cook, what will they serve for lunch prasadam in the future, you know, or what was happening 20 years ago when I was young and enthusiastic. No, when it's Hari, it's Hari, and only Hari. When it's Krishna, it's not about your present examination where you have not yet looked up all the accounting details. Accounting you learn? Or, accounting, of course. What else? That's the thing to learn. you don't look into this detail. It's Hare Krishna. Be there in the present with the holy name, with each single holy name. Relinquish the thoughts of the past and the future and focus on being utterly present. To be in the present means to be present, present-minded, not absent-minded. Can I repeat this for you? To be in the present means to be utterly present. And that is with the Hare Krishna. That is easier when you have aligned your body. You know, when you sit properly, you pronounce the name properly, and you listen with your ear. These are all physical activities. And now you bring the mind to be in the present. And what this really means, when the mind starts to wander as it will, you catch the mind and you bring it to the holy name. Have you ever been in a situation where you found yourself thinking about something which is not healthy and which you would like to discontinue thinking? Yeah? We say, oh no, we don't want to go there. It happened to me just during this lecture. I was starting to go on a crusade against mobile phones and computers. And I really thought, anyways, that's a subjective viewpoint. Why should I, you know, a lecture should not be misused as a platform to express personal views. That's not done, you know, by a responsible lecturer. And also, what does this please have to do with the subject matter? And I said, now we won't go there. My mind was already ready to describe to you the latest experience which I had made with someone with his mobile telephone, which was so horrifying. But I said, let us not go there now, please. And I took the mind from there and brought it back to the subject which I wanted to lecture about. No, I was spacing out, so to say, so I brought it back. And this simple exercise you must do when you chant. No? You find your mind going someplace, and you then bring it back to the holy name. So Prabhupada often spoke about, I mean, this is a quotation which we like very much in our devotional line. He said, what is controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and hear the sound, that's all. What's the question of the mind? I mean, don't go any other place. Go there when you chant. This is, of course, difficult for someone who's identified with the body and the mind. He thinks, that's me. But someone who has practiced spiritual life a little bit knows that he's not the body and the mind, and he just doesn't need to go into this false construction of the body and the mind. He comes to the real me, I'm the servant of Krishna. No? He just doesn't go. Someone who's identified with body and mind, it's very difficult for him to detach himself from the body and the mind. But yes, we have to make the first step in Krishna consciousness and disengage with the body and the mind, and come to the chanting of the holy name. The mind. I would like to chant now a small kirtan with you, where we will try to do this. That's a hard one. For the last one, we do. So for now we go. We go. What will we sing? What? What? Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
So what will we do now? Yono is there. Wow, Yono, hello. first, you will ask for blessings in your own way. Then, what do you do with your body? I'm asking.
Align.
Thank you, Nimai. What does this mean? No one? Sit, yes. Yeah, you can sit on the cushion if you want, but that's not a spiritual, you know. then everyone, you know, the Hare Krishna movement soon has, everyone brings a cushion and folds it. And now we heard in our seminar, anything which helps you to sit better. Mm-hmm. Yes. Then pronounce properly, don't wishy-washy the sound. Then here, yes, Babu, I see it comes very slowly. You are tired, no? Here, then what do we do? Then we come to the mind part. What do we do with the mind? We are present in the presence by being utterly present. Yes. What this means in practical translation is, whenever you find your mind wandering, you please bring it back. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyari Zatani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Everybody again, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. Maybe you have heard in this kirtan I personally tried to bring more of my heart and you could maybe feel a difference for me at least, and a difference for you. My dear devotees, ultimately, Krishna cannot be impressed by body and mind control in kirtan. Krishna is only he's becoming very attentive to a devotee when he sees the devotion in his or her heart. Jiva Goswami says, bhakti brings Krishna. Bhakti reveals Krishna. No, because Krishna is very attracted to bhakti. There was once a Vaishnav, a devotee like you and me. In previous times, he was an old time, 15th century, and he carried a deity of Krishna in a little bag, on his neck. This is I've seen in our movement some devotees doing this. Bhakta Charles is doing, or with Jagannath, because in the old times, that was a tradition by renunciants. They didn't have an altar. They carried the Lord in a bag. We know, help me, this devotee, what's his name? Lokanath, no? Lokanath Goswami in Vrindavan. Yes, he had deities in a bag. Gopal Bhatta Goswami had the Shilas in a basket, you know. So this devotee came with his deity, small Krishna deity. We always point like this, meaning, yes, he is in between the two hands like this, but he's unlimitedly great in one direction and unlimitedly great in the other direction. That's why we don't... This would be a limiting size measurement, huh? This is an unlimited size, if that is not a contradiction in terms. But no problem. The Lord is paradoxical. So, he thought, he came to Braj and he saw what many come see who enter Vrindavan. Not the Loi Bazaar, but the other. fields with cows, walking around, cowherd boys, he thought, wow, just like in the Bhagavatam, and this is Braj. And he felt very inspired, and he did what we have to do when we visit a holy place, that is visit a saint, a devotee of high spiritual achievements. We should go there. And so he was near Jatipur, and he heard there is a Vaishnava called Vallabha is staying there. So he went to Vallabha. But before he went, he thought, I will pay my obeisances on the floor, and if I have the deity in my neck, then the deity will touch the floor, and I don't feel this is the right thing to do, even if it's the dust of Vrindavan. So he said, he looked for a lonely place, and there was a tree, and he hung the back of the deity on the tree. And then he went to Vallabha and had a darshan, and talked with, asked questions, and so on. And now, after the darshan, he came back. He looked for the tree where he had hung the bag of the deity, and the bag was no longer there. In panic, he looked all over the tree. No, he had hung it there on that branch. There was no mistake. But the bag was also not at another branch. Then he looked at other trees. His deity was gone. He'd gone to Vrindavan. This was the greatest tragedy he could imagine. The deity whom he had worshipped since his early childhood had disappeared in Vrindavan. He ran back to Vallabha and told him. Vallabha said, go again, I think you have not looked properly. No, 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 no. How can I not look properly? This is the most important thing. Go again. So he went back, and now he saw something which was even more irritating than the loss of the bag. He saw thousands of identical bags hanging on the branches of the tree, and when he inspected the bags, there was Krishna, the same Krishna he worshipped. He was more confused. You can say, confused on a higher level. So he went back. Vallabha, this is what I saw. So many identical bags with identical deities. How will I find the Lord of my heart amongst all these other replicas, also Ebenbilder? Vallabha said, you have not really seen your deity even one time. That's why you can't recognize him. When a mother goes to various children, for others, outsiders, they may look the same, especially when they're very young babies, you know, these babies in this age. But the mother who loves her child so much will identify her baby amongst thousands of babies. A cow mother, even a cow mother, will identify her calf amongst a herd of 30,000 cows. This is true. I know in Vrindavan there is a goshala where 30,000 cows are. And it always works. When the calf gets lost, let the cow mother go free, and she will find her calf because of love. You have not seen your deity even once. That's why you are bewildered. Now pray to your Lord. Stop your mechanic practice. Pray to the Lord, and the Lord will certainly reveal himself, and you will find your Lord amongst the thousand of other deities. No? When we think of Krishna, Vallabha said, we must think of him with devotion, and we must think of him in our hearts, as the Lord of our heart, the only Lord of our heart. That attracts Krishna, always. No? Bhaktyaman abhijanati javanyascha smitatvata. The Lord says, I can only be known in truth by devotion. No? You know from the Gita, that verse is also there. The Vaishnava was by now quite, you know, this was an important day for in his life, you can imagine. And he went back he went to this tree, and he could only see one deity. All the others had disappeared. This is, of course, possible by the powerful blessings of a powerful saint, you know. But the point is there for us to take. The principle is there for us to extract. The truth is there for us to see. The Lord can be seen by bhakti. If you want to chant and with absorption, you have to chant with the beginning states of love, something like gratitude. Oh my Lord, I'm so thankful. That's what I always do. I have not yet developed love of Godhead. That's of course clear, but why do I even say this? But what I want to say, but what I sometimes have in my heart are beginning stages. That is, I'm so grateful. Oh Krishna, today I got up and I said Krishna, I'm so grateful that I'm alive. So grateful. I'm alive, I'm relatively healthy, and when I'm in the kirtan, I'm there in where the Lord is, because he's attracted when there is kirtan. I'm grateful I can serve Krishna, because Prabhupada has given me this opportunity in this life to serve. And then from there things start. My dear devotees, when you do kirtan, do it with bhakti. Don't do it with yoga. Do it with devotion, because the Lord is impressed and called only by bhakti, by nothing else. There are a few things you can do to open your heart to bhakti. One is to read verses, like
I have always some good verses with me. Maybe here I have here. You know, like yesterday, did you also appreciate this beautiful shloka?
The holy name makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. When the holy name is there, what use is there for our messy dispense, or BMW, or our Apple iPhone model 1000 and 16. Holy name makes everything insignificant as a blade of grass. It splendorously, means with so much splendor, dazzling splendor, reigns supreme over all. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. it is supremely pure. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Hare Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare
Rama Rama Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, I would now be happy to hear any questions. We have about, time is always not on our side, 7 more minutes, but I will do my best. Yes, one question, yes, please.
You said we should come above our emotions, but what about positive emotions?
Yes.
How we can allow ourselves?
Thank you very much for your question. As conscious beings, even though we are conditioned souls, there are some emotions which are very, very useful for Krishna consciousness. For instance, humility is stressed very much. forgiveness is stressed. A feeling of compassion is stressed, is very important. Respect towards others. So as we chant, there are some emotions which are immediately useful for the chanting. You know, when we chant, we don't forgive others, for instance. You don't think, oh, this person did something, now I forgive him. It may come as a spontaneous idea, but that's something else. You don't consciously think, okay, let me now think of all the people I forgive. No, no. When you chant, it's only for Krishna so on. But there are some emotions which will help you to be focused more on Krishna. For instance, the feeling of gratitude. I'm so grateful. I'm sitting now amongst the devotees. I'm part of this chanting. It can bring you to the chanting so that you chant more with appreciation. Or as you look towards the deity when you chant and you feel, oh my Lord, you are so kind, and please, there are several emotions which came. I was so long absent in our relationship. Oof, I really regret this. I'm sorry for being so absent. Even in my Krishna consciousness, I'm so absent. Regret is an emotion which quickly purifies our heart. But the point is, these emotions should all be in relationship to Krishna. Gratitude, for instance, regret, and other. It's not helpful if you think, oh, I'm so fallen, so fallen, so fallen, so fallen. I, me. It doesn't help you. That I am me. Aham ameti, we say to this. No? We should not remain attached to I and mine. We hear this. Of course, I'm not saying, you know, it's of course you can, for a moment you can think I am fallen, and you know that's humility. But don't stay there. That's my point. Chant for Krishna. Chanting. We must go to the definition of what really is bhakti. You know, the New Age scene has no idea about it. Bhakti is three things. It is done for Krishna. That's where it starts. Not for you. For Krishna. It must be done with body and the mind and the voice. And it must be done with a favorable intention to please Krishna. Then it's bhakti. I'm just reading again the Nectar of Devotion. Kamsa also was very centered on Krishna, but he didn't have the idea to please him. He had the opposite idea. Therefore, it's no bhakti. Although it was for Krishna, his mind, he thought only on Krishna, and the body, mind were engaged, but you must please him. Huh? Kamsa stayed in his false ego. So in bhakti, you have to think like this. Yes, favorable emotions. That's all what we have. We have to bring our body and our mind to the chanting. Who else will chant? You're not yet a pure soul. So use what is favorable for Krishna. There are favorable attitudes with the body to sit favorable. You know, don't think I'm so advanced, I don't need to use the body. And use the mind in a favorable way. It's material, the body and the mind, but you can use it. It can help you to go forward in bhakti. It's called Yukta Vairagya. Thank you very much. It was a very important question. Is there another question? When is Prashadam? I can answer the question. I also want to know. I assume there is no other question. What? Announcement. Now, please come here. Advaita Gaurahari, that we can see. Thank you all very much for coming to this session. We will have tomorrow second part, and the day after tomorrow the third part. Now let us hear from Advaita Gaurahari.